Shut up. Stop hitting.
I'm just thinking it.
Check, check, test.
It's all fake.
It's a clapper, so it's I can so see the fake. Thing and then sync.
It's one of these things you do to make believe that you're doing something.
But it's not anything.
It's... What is it, SeaWorld? Seals? You gonna throw me a fish?
Well, if I had a clapper, if I just went like that.
The news! Gringo Poppy! That's what people are talking about.
We're rolling.
I know we are. It's the Tim Dillon. Can you sit in your chair and do the show? Where are you going?
I was looking for my water.
Your water? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show, if we can even call it that, if everybody's settled down. Our friends, Devin Costa, Ida Tavakoli, join us this evening for the broadcast. Devin looks completely out of it, and then Ida looks very poised. She's sitting there very poised. Like,
thank
we're going to really, you know, really get into it.
Yeah.
Here are the issues of the day. Greg Norman, golfer, Ben's friend, says, we all make mistakes regarding Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Tell us, everybody, quickly, what's going on with the Saudi, because Saudis own everything now. They own a stake in Live Nation. They own free speech. Mm-hmm. They own a lot of the great real estate in America. Now, they also somehow have gotten golf.
Yeah, yeah. They got
the Saudis own golf now.
They can have it.
Live, yes. Live golf. So
that's what I say.
So for anyone that doesn't know, Greg Norman was a huge golfer in the 80s and the 90s.
The Shark from Australia.
Australia.
Right.
And so they gave him a war chest of about $350 million to get as many players over to the PGA Tour, from the PGA Tour to the Saudi Tour, which is going to take place in the U.S.
What's the Saudi Tour called?
Live Golf. L-I-V Golf.
They love like names like that. Mm. Live Golf. Mm.
So this organization, it's a fund of Saudi Arabia. They're going to get people from the PGA Tour to play in these events. It looks like they got Phil Mickelson with like $40 million to cross over.
He's in all kinds of gambling debts. He needs help.
That's the rumor, is he owes people tons and like millions of dollars. It's always been a rumor. He had huge problems with gambling, but supposedly he's doing this to get, he owed Bones McKay, his caddy, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Don't get too in the weeds, because no one cares except you about golf. No one cares.
Bones McKay? Like,
well, he does this. No one gives a fuck. And he keeps, I want broad strokes to just, we can understand what's happening.
So he's getting players from the PGA Tour over to the Saudi Tour. If they go to the Saudi Tour, they are banned from the PGA Tour.
Interesting.
And he's getting big players with money. Right.
And so now they keep asking him about Saudi Arabia. Mm. They keep going, hey, don't you have, you know, what about the human rights violations? Mm. And he basically says things like, eh, what are you going to do? And so they asked him about, so ahead of the group's inaugural event, set for June 9/11, September 11th, not September 11th, June 9/11. But what does that mean?
June 9th through the 11th.
June 9th through the 11th. Odd. The first Saudi golf tournament is the 9th through the 11th of June. That's odd. At Centurion Golf Club outside of London, Norman was asked his thoughts on Saudi Arabia's involvement in the 2018 murder of Washington Post reporter and United States resident Jamal Khashoggi. Quote, from what I heard and what you guys reported, Norman said, just take ownership of what it is. Take ownership no matter what it is. Look, we've all made mistakes, and you just want to learn from those mistakes and how you can correct them going forward. He's so terrified because he'll kill him. Mm. So he's like, we all make mistakes. We all have a guy captured and tortured on closed circuit television while we instruct the captors how exactly to torture him. We've all made mistakes. Mulligan. And Greg Norman, is his job now is just to defend the Saudi human rights record. Which, by the way, thank God America set up that labyrinth of secret torture prisons during the Iraq and Afghanistan war. So he could really just kind of point to that and be like, hey, man, there was a lot of people that we tortured that probably had nothing to do with anything. So thank God our moral authority is diminished. But this is a big thing for you because you really like golf.
They're breaking up the PGA Tour. Phil might not defend his title this year. But
all right, shut up. But this is, he's really into it. He likes golf. You know what I mean? It's like I used to be a swimmer. He used to be a golfer. How insane would it be if I still cared about swimming?
Yeah. Less like, insane.
I was a really good swimmer when I was 8.
Yeah, but then there's the Olympics. There's some spirit around swimming, I think, in this country.
There's not.
No? I mean, every 4 years.
Absolutely not. I mean, no. There's a spirit around maybe the Olympics, but...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It would be insane...
Yes.
...if I was cared about swimming. I haven't done it competitively in years. Mm-hmm. And I love Ben's passion for it, but it's just a little absurd. And it gets to a point where it's disgusting.
I find it endearing.
He's how much does he owe Bones McKay?
Hundreds of thousands.
Who cares?
Of
Bones McKay. Dude, these names he comes up with are fucking wild. I think he makes them up.
You didn't make that up?
No, it's Adam Bones McKay. He's a golf announcer now. He retired from caddying for Phil, and people thought he wanted to be a broadcaster. Turns out he just was owed a bunch of money from Phil.
So what do you think Mickelson does? He goes to the casino and gets really wacky?
No, he plays golf with like Jordan and guys like that and just does massive bets.
And loses?
Yeah,
shouldn't he win? Isn't he a professional? Isn't that the whole point?
No, because he runs on adrenaline. He probably goes, oh, for $1 million, I'll hit it over this tree and slice it onto the green. Like
wait, he does
insane.
Dumb shit like that?
Yeah, he's a gambling addict.
Well, he deserves to be in fucking debtor's prison. If he's doing shit like that, like, watch me bounce it off a rock. $1 million. If he's doing stupid shit, I thought at least he was like, if I win, I get, like, if he's doing crazy like carnival acts on a golf course for money. What kind of sick fuck is this guy?
He's very eccentric.
For sure. Well, we wish the best. We are big fans of Saudis here. I love them. I love a culture of rich people who smoke and a culture of quiet women.
Yeah.
And I've never in the world been around Saudi women and went, oh my God, will they shut up? It's never happened. They are a quiet group of women. And I'm also, everyone's like, oh, they're being abused with the thing. I'm like, you know what? I don't think so. They seem happy and I'm not bothered by it. Mm-hmm. So let's stop going around the world and telling everybody how they're being abused. And because all we do in this country is tell people how they're not being abused. They go, well, they can't take off their thing. The abaya or the burqa, whatever it's called. Although women in Saudi Arabia can apply for driving licenses without needing permission from a male guardian, they still need that permission to travel abroad. And that is fine. That's absolutely fine. I mean, Ida, what is your issue with that? You're a modern Arab woman.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Iranian, so there's a little like beef with Arabs and Persians.
Why?
I don't mind them staying there.
It's all the same to me.
Yeah, y'all eat hummus.
I mean, listen, I live in America, so it's practically all the same to me, too.
When's the last time you were in Iran?
God, when I was 6 or 7.
Oh, so you don't remember anything?
No, I remember it. I remember as much as I need to remember.
Right.
To be an American citizen. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I like the Iranian culture. I don't mind the Saudis staying there if that's what they... choose to do. I don't think they have any choice, but I have no opinion one way or the other.
Here's my thing. Is it oppressive to the women? There's an argument to be made that having to ask for permission to travel is oppressive.
Yeah.
There's also an argument to be made that it's a better way to do it. You know what I mean?
If you're a man, Saudi Arabia is a wonderland.
Oh.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah. It's like Sam Talent. I don't want to give away his joke, but he has such a great joke where he goes, blank is for the boys. He goes, you know?
Muslim heaven's for the boys.
Yeah, he has such a great joke that we've now given away. But the point is, I think, whatever, he's done it a bunch. The reality is, I don't get involved. I don't tell people what to do in my own country, and I don't tell people what to do in Saudi Arabia. And if the women are not into it over there, they can, you know, you do it. They can do another thing. They can do another thing. But
yeah,
you know, I'm not like one of these guys who's like, you got to do it like we do it. Do it like you do it. But I'm very big fans of the Saudis. And I think, and I really like what they've done for Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And I like just the kind of vibe. I like the vibe of Beverly Hills. I like the big Rolls Royces and the bling, and a lot of that's very Persian. But I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. And it's for me. And so we wish them well. And I hope this LIV golf thing is good. And I hope it's fucking blinged out. Like, I hope it's like Saudi style, like the caddies. You said maybe they'd be like little pink Rolls Royces. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just hope that it is fucking awesome. I hope it's not like this waspy, boring sport that, you know, who cares? I want it to be really, really cool again.
Yeah, they're very gaudy. They're very ostentatious. Like they're very in your face. But the women enjoy none of that, I think.
Well, we don't know what they're enjoying. That's the great thing about the culture. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could really be having fun.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
The absolutely. Other thing is they might be having more fun than we know. Mm-hmm. It might be fun to be covered all the time. You're in your own little world and you're giggling.
Yeah.
And you're laughing with your friends.
Just ask for permission to have fun.
Who needs to travel abroad, first of all? I mean, can you imagine like... Can you imagine American women figuring out a good reason to travel abroad? Why do you want to go abroad? Get drunk in your yard. You're not going to learn anything. American women aren't going abroad to learn things. They're going to get fucked up and accuse some poor sailor of rape. Now, I got to talk about this podcast because I every now and then I find something I just can't stop watching.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've only showed you a few minutes of this, but it is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I can't believe it even exists.
It is the most LA thing I've ever seen. I like these people. I don't know them, but they're fun. And this is not a knock on them at all. This is the most LA thing I have ever watched in my life. These are three influencers trying to explain kind of what an influencer is,
yeah,
and what an influencer does. It's very interesting to watch this, and it makes me laugh hard in a world where nothing does anymore. This really entertains me because it's kind of, I don't know if it's a genuine or if it's kind of a character or if it's half genuine or half character. It's hard to know, but all I know, here's where I stop. It's entertaining, very entertaining, this show that I watch. And I watched their breakdown of the Russia thing, which was brilliant. Mm-hmm. It was.
Oh, really?
Well, they didn't know where Russia was. Okay. They didn't know what it was. And they didn't know what the Ukraine was. And it was such a refreshing perspective versus everyone on Twitter who's like an expert in foreign policy in their own heads. These people were brave enough to go, I don't know what that is. Right. What is the Ukraine?
Yeah.
Let's start there. Because, by the way, that's a better system in terms of figuring out what's going on in the world to just start at ground zero and go, what is Russia? Go. I want to watch this little clip. These are three influencers explaining what it is to be an influencer. It is truly one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Recommend it highly.
Hard to avoid the question.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like. Okay, let's see. Someone hasn't asked me that in so long also, so that should, I'll just be like, I don't know, I'm just like a lazy piece of shit. And then I run away.
Yeah. It goes back and forth between like, I work in social media, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah. No, you do.
Yeah. But like, I feel like when you say like, I work in social media, people are thinking like behind the scenes, like you work for Instagram.
Okay.
I don't know. But... I never know what to say.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I turn around and I'm like, well, what do you do?
Right.
Yeah, no, I lie. I basically lie. but what was I going to say? Oh, I say I do consulting, and then no one ever asks another question.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good...
You could... Because everybody consults. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you consult.
I guess in a way... Actually, what does consulting mean?
It means to offer your services.
Pause that for a minute.
Or advice.
It's just great.
It's informative.
What is consulting? It's a great... The woman asked the question, Hey, what is that?
I hadn't thought about that in a while.
This is what's great about these people. They're unashamed to just go, what is consult? I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I hear it. Mm-hmm. People do it. Yeah. But I don't know what it is.
They're just pure salt of the earth.
It's just kind of amazing. Here and watch this, because now they credit the one in the, these two credit the one in the middle for, I believe, inventing comedy on the internet. they credit her for inventing.
Everyone's a control.
No, I'm not kidding around. The next thing is they credit this woman in the middle for starting comedy on the internet. No, I swear to God, during the pandemic, it's breathtaking. I can't, I'm telling you right now, if this is scripted, it is brilliant. Or even if it's not scripted, if it's loosely verite style, Curb Your Enthusiasm, I don't know what this is. I don't know if they know what it is, but I'm telling you right now, and I don't know any of you, you are doing the greatest level of satire that maybe has been done in the last decade. I don't know if you know what you're doing, but God, don't stop. Please don't stop. Let's go.
Hey, in one way or another, yeah. He's not a consultant.
I used to say I work in advertising. Because I thought, like, okay, with brands.
Marketing, advertising.
Sure. That checks out to me. That makes complete sense. And then people would ask me more like, yeah. about, like, what agency. And then,
well, then if you think about it, we're writers, directors.
Yeah.
We are.
Editors.
Edit producers.
Yeah.
Actors.
Yeah.
Actors.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're writers, directors, editors, producers. We're
entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
We're auteurs.
Yeah. We're venture capitalists. I mean, we're writers, we're directors, yeah. we're producers. And again, it, no shade to anybody here, but literally they're going like this. Yeah! Send. That's kind of what it is, right? I mean, like stuffing Cheerios in their mouth and like farting and then hitting send. Like, but she's going, we're writers, we're directors, we're producers.
She said she hadn't left her bed in like a month.
Yeah.
She's making it all from a bed with
she's
like a diaper.
From
on.
A bed. She's a writer, a director, a producer. She's a gaffer.
She's the Terrence Malick of TikTok.
Yeah. She's the Martin Scorsese. It's amazing. She's like, when you think about it, it's great. She goes, when you think about it, it's all in the words. She goes, when you think about it, we're writers, directors, actors, producers. First of all, give them writers, oddly. Give them actors. Okay, even maybe give them directors. Producers. They're producing. I guess they're producing the whole...
Yeah, I don't know. They're not making a bunch of calls and organizing.
I don't know, but what's great is that we've already established they don't really know what words mean. So they go, what's a consultant? So they don't know what words really mean. And that's what makes it so good, because people that know what words mean are boring. And I truly believe this and mean this.
You're right.
When you don't know what words mean, you're anything. You know, she's like, I'm an invertebrate zoologist. I'm a writer. I'm an actress. I'm an astronaut. And they go, what is? And she goes, oh, what is an astronaut? And they go, I think it's someone that like goes to other planets. And she goes, oh, well, maybe I'm not that. Like, so they have to like reverse engineer.
Right.
So let's, now this is my favorite part where these guys tell this woman in the front, in the middle, that she started.
They basically call her the Charlie Chaplin internet comedy.
She started comedy on the internet, which is, I was unaware. And I'm sure she's a lovely woman. But again, it's the best show on the, it's funnier than my show. It is fun, it is not even close. It is not even a contest of how better this is than what I do.
We are our own agents,
yeah.
Managers. Do you guys like what we're doing so far?
Do your parents, so like we obviously like make videos. Courtney, I don't know if we said average fashion blogger.
Yeah.
Really? Better known online as average fashion blogger. We have her in today. She's one of our good friends, but like, let's break it down. Do your parents get what you do?
Let's break
My
it down.
My parents.
Yeah. My dad's been obsessed. He like, he does it less now. But in the beginning, he'd like always call me like, I have a really, really good viral video for you.
Yeah.
And then would say like the most problematic thing in the world. But he gets it. He like wants to do it so bad.
I feel like you are really like the blueprint. You started off.
That's really dramatic.
No, I really mean that with my whole heart. Like you started making comedic videos on Instagram. I can't really think of anyone that did it.
I think anyone that made videos period before TikTok
right,
was like,
he goes,
OG.
He goes, I can't think of anyone that made video. Hold on, roll that one back. He goes, I can't think of anyone that made videos before TikTok. Like, is
my
he joking?
Heart. Like you started making comedic videos on Instagram. I can't really think of
he's kidding I
anyone
think.
That did it.
I think anyone you. That made videos period before TikTok
right.
was
it's
like
the blueprint.
OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and yeah. now you're about to hit 1 million on TikTok.
She already
babe,
did.
Babe, I already did.
Wait, oh, yeah. I didn't know what, no
where
one told
the
me.
Hell have you been?
No one told me.
All right. That's enough of that. Yeah. Stunning. Beautiful.
I mean, it's brilliant in a way.
It's brilliant in a way. Because you have three people that are influencers or trying to be influencers in yeah. that in whatever that means, mm-hmm. trying to explain what it is, figuring out that it's kind of hard to explain with words, and you know they're just kind of it's L.A. This is L.A. These are people yep. are just floating around in and out of reality.
Mm-hmm. They're all like 14 years old.
They're very young, but they're not. The
no,
other thing
not.
Is, I
no.
don't know if they're 14 or if they're like 40.
I think they look
30. No one knows.
Yeah, they're supposed to look young. They're supposed to look, I think they're supposed to exude like a prepubescent well,
the,
kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, the whole thing's like, it's cartoonish it and looks fun. Like, and yeah. it's like, we're hanging out, like hanging out. We're like, hanging out. Like, you are like you're like a friend of ours. And like, you like, remember that I met you? Like, I met you like, in a car. We're in a car.
What's a car?
Yeah. So like it's like a spaceship on the ground. And like remember Coachella is like really funny because like you were like and I was there and like we didn't even know that we knew each other from like social media, but like we didn't know each other. And then every now and then the Brooklyn will come in and she'll be like, my grandmother was in the Holocaust. Like out of nowhere. And I'm like, this is the greatest show that's ever been done. No. Yeah. And she'll be like, but she survived. And then she'll be like, was Doja Cat good at Coachella? Did you enjoy Doja Cat? Anyway, super fan of this show. No, it's lit. Literally, and my first show that I love, the WW Bro podcast, was about a guy who was 600 pounds and gave diet advice.
Yes.
Nothing better.
Yeah.
And he would be great because he would come on and he would go, like, he'd go, Thanksgiving, I take the day off. He goes, Thanksgiving, I eat. And it was so beautiful. Boeing 737 jet carrying 160 people aborts takeoff in Israel after pranksters use iPhone airdrop to send terrified passengers pictures of plane crashes causing one woman to faint. And so in response, this is such a crazy story. And in response to this, Israel bombed a Palestinian nursery school, which I thought was a very proportional and appropriate response to just. Now, this is a ballsy thing to do.
Mm.
Plane pranks. I mean, not even Nelk has done this. Plane pranks right now are ballsy.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've heard of somebody getting up to mischief on a plane?
This is harmless.
It is.
It's not like a bomb threat.
Exactly.
And it's fine.
But
it's
it might make, I agree with you. I do think it's funny and I recommend people do it. I'm telling people to do it. But people might look at those airdrop photos and go, oh, this plane's going to crash because... This might be a fun way to let us know.
Well, I mean, what are they insinuating?
What are they? The people are they're reading the future? Like they could see into the future?
Well,
and they're sending them a shot of the future?
Well, imagine this: you're on a plane, you get an airdrop, and it's a bunch of plane crash photos. Would it might not be a way of somebody on the plane going, "Hey, things are about to get rocky."
Well, was it sent by a Saudi Arabian? I mean, if not, then,
right.
then it's fine.
Well, we don't know who it was sent by.
I mean, it seems harmless to me.
What happened to these good people, Ben?
I believe they were arrested. They're 9 suspects described
this
by police.
This is Israeli Nelk. That's Chiv will do it. Chiv will do it. Airdropped a bunch of plane crash photos. That Shul will do it. Shmuel will do it. I'm trying to make this bit work. It's Shmuel will do it. Funny.
Remember when you were like standing in a crowd and like you looked at me and then I like looked at you, but then you looked away. You remember that? And I was like, oh, you don't like me. And that was like weird. So like we started weird, but then like I realized that like I like didn't know where I was because I had a gummy bear full of acid in the porta potty and I was being led around kind of like a baby. And then I had this realization that like a lot of what I do stems from this like deep inner loneliness and search for meaning. And it was fucking wild. And then we saw Tana Mojo. I don't know why they did this, but I think it's funny. I think kids need to have fun. People need to have fun right mm-hmm. now. And it's such a tense time mm-hmm. with everything that's happening around the world. Okay, now what is this? Another picture showing a person on top of a jet engine believed to have been sent using the air. But this is funny, so it makes people think maybe yeah. this is going on their planet. But who knows, right? It's meant to confuse is what I imagine, right?
Yeah, what are they insinuating that this is going to happen on the plane?
I think they wanted people to maybe feel
it's just meant to scare people.
Hold on, troubled actor Andy Dick is arrested for felony yeah. and sexual battery at California Ooh. Trailer park.
What's going on? He assaulted someone sexually. I heard. Yeah, there it is.
Troubled actor Andy Dick is arrested at his California trailer park. Is he living in a trailer park now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, comedy. It's a great life. He arrested for sexually assaulting another man after arrest for hitting boyfriend with a bottle and frying pan. Andy Dick, 56, was hauled off in handcuffs after police arrested him for felony sexual battery after an adult male claimed the comedian sexually assaulted him. Deputies swarmed his trailer. God, I mean, imagine an article being written about you where one of the quotes was, "Deputies swarmed his trailer." Rough. Dick had reportedly been living in an RV with a group of live streamers. God. Jesus Christ. He wasn't on the radar for a bit. This is one of the many arrests that the comedian has had who's been transparent about his history of alcohol and drug abuse. By the way, it's not his choice to be transparent. Like, it's pretty much out in the open. I love how they're like, he's been transparent about this. Right. I'm like, yeah, Lizzo's been transparent about her weight. It's like, yeah, has she? It was a real mystery to everybody. Police from the Orange County Sheriff's Department swarmed his modest trailer. They got to knock a trailer down.
Man.
They got to say his trailer's modest. Dressed in a gray hoodie and black joggers. Dick was hauled away in handcuffs before being placed inside a patrol car. I mean, this is unfortunate. During the police ambush, sheriff's deputies were seen entering Dick's trailer and searching it after he was placed into custody. Because he's like hitting people with pans and stuff. This is really unfortunate. This man has problems with drugs and alcohol, and he's in a trailer, and
there's a better video of it. There's a video of a live stream they did where his roommate pulled a gun on someone that was coming to their trailer.
Yeah, get that. Well, you know, you would think a producer would have something like that ready or done in show research, but he's too worried about the Saudi Arabians taking over golf to really do the show prep.
They're a real threat. I understand. Yeah.
Because he's home with his wife. I work so hard. I go to Australia. I had to go to Australia for 2.5 weeks. He's a demon. Why did he make you go? Why would he make you work?
Here's the stream here.
Oh, this looks good.
I'm staying. Get out of my fucking house right now, motherfucker. I have a gun in my hand. Get the fuck out of here. That's it! You fucking kidnapper, extorted motherfucker, go!
What are you talking
about? Don't fuck with me, dude! Get out! I told you fucking 5 times! John, don't go back! You got it?
Don't shoot the gun. Get out of here.
Oh, dude, he's so calm. No, Andy Dick is so calm. He's like, don't shoot the gun.
This is like the end of Boogie Nights.
Don't shoot the gun. I mean, look at Andy Dick. I feel bad, man. He's on a cot. In a trailer that, by the way, looks fine.
Yeah, it looks big.
Is that a modest trailer? That looks great.
Looks like an apartment in Glendale.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's even the trailer. I mean, maybe it is. So now he's just taking money on PayPal and the Cameo. God, and this is a story we kind of stumbled upon by accident. He's laying on a cot
a guy screaming at another guy with a gun. Andy Dick's just kind of laying there unaffected, like it's just a regular day. He's like, don't shoot the gun. Please don't shoot the gun. Don't shoot the gun. Not even don't kill the guy. It's like Andy Dick's like, just don't shoot the gun. Let's see how this finishes.
Shit. Don't come back here, dude. Don't do it. You better call me before you do. Don't show up. You're uninvited. I swear to fucking God.
Who is that guy?
He's another extorter. I do.
You're so protective, it really makes me cry.
I'm sorry, dude.
He goes, you're so protective, it really makes me cry. He's like, this is a beautiful moment for us. You're so protective. You treat me so well in this trailer. You treat me so well, it makes me cry. Oh, Jesus. You're just so goddamn romantic, it makes me cry. Don't shoot the gun. Well, is that his boyfriend? That is kind of lovely.
It's sweet.
It is kind of sweet, yeah. Right? I mean,
yeah.
If you two are living in a trailer and an extorter, whatever that means, somebody trying to extort.
Devin would use me as a shield.
Yeah, no. There would be no fucking
never
like
be a fight put up.
Chivalry there.
No.
But I hope that he gets it together, right?
He was on Dancing with the Stars, right?
Recently?
No, God, no. But
no, it was years ago.
Usually that show is a fall from grace. So if
wasn't he on Celebrity Rehab?
He kind of looks like Dr. Drew.
Like when that was a thing, I think he was on Celebrity Rehab. Was he? But maybe he wasn't.
Yeah, with like Tom Sizemore and like.
I thought he was.
Hey, here we go, Tim. Yeah, he was here.
Okay, he was on Sober House there.
What is that?
This was their like spinoff. This girl Jennifer was like the head sobriety person. And
he was in season one.
This is when they were literally just like completely using drug addicts for viewers and putting them in like very unserious. It was like a very unserious attempt to cure any of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you had like Jeff Conaway and
Eric Roberts.
Yeah. Like Steven Adler. There was a bunch of people here.
Dr. Drew.
The guy who used to play Hobie on Baywatch. Remember the young kid Hobie? He grew up. I forget what his name was. Was it Jeremy Jackson? The guy who was Hobie on Baywatch. And he was like, he was talking about all the steroids he uses. And he was like, he goes, yeah. He goes, this is a bull, hormone pre-slaughter. Like he was like pre-slaughter, like before the slaughter. And he would like inject himself. But I believe he was... Yeah, I believe he was on this show. And this is the other thing with doing a podcast. I'm either right or I'm slandering someone. You know what I mean?
Well, two people played him.
It's Jeremy Jackson. I think just type in Jeremy Jackson's Celebrity Rehab. I mean, it really, you're dealing
with...
Yeah,
he's here.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Oh, it's rough.
Yeah, I mean, he had a steroid thing.
Wasn't Heidi Fleiss on there?
Yes, Heidi Fleiss, I believe, was on there.
Oh,
Mary
and
Carey.
Mackenzie, the mamas and the papas.
Phillips?
Daughter. Yes.
Yeah, I think a bunch of people were on there, and it was, they were just trying.
God, why do I know all this?
They were trying to get a lot of views. You know, and by the way, here's a great question. Have any of those people sobered up? Like, has anybody on Celebrity Rehab ever sobered up?
You sober up, there's no show. That's the producers probably throw them pills throughout filming.
There's a little surprise in your dressing room. We'll see you at 3.
There's a mint on your pillow.
Yeah, so I think that, where are the stars from Celebrity Rehab now? I'm sure this will be a real treat. This will be a real pick-me-up.
In a grave.
Dr. Drew grew tired of taking all the heat. Yeah, because you're killing people. Keep going. He has a show on your mom's house? What does he do on your mom's house?
He was like the biggest guy on CNN, too.
What does he do on your mom's house?
It's late night, after dark with Dr. Drew or whatever, and he just like talks to people about their problems.
Okay.
It's like the old show, yeah. This is Carrie Ann Paniche.
Yeah, said she came out on top.
Mm. It looks like she did good.
Okay, I don't know what that means. Go up. Let's
she
see.
Won.
Let's see what. Hold on. According to NBC, Gawker published a tape of nude shenanigans between Paniche, Eric Dane, and his wife, Rebecca Gayhart, in 2009. Panache accused her celebrity rehab castmate Mindy McCready of releasing the tape while Panache was still using meth in 2012. She has since gotten sober, kept her family intact, started a design business. Okay. Tom Sizemore, it's a mess. We're not even going to read it. It's just a big mess. We know. Heidi Fleiss, get out of here. Heidi Fleiss, it's a big mess. We're not even going to dignify that.
Okay.
Mike Starr battled multiple demons.
He looks like the guy in the trailer with Andy Dick.
Yeah, he died of an overdose. Good job, Dr. Phil. Mindy McCready, personal tragedy was devastating. She died by suicide. So, I mean, these are all, these are the people that were at celebrity rehab. Seth Shifty Sherlock Binzer isn't giving up. Good for him. No one knows. Brigitte Nielsen, she started dating Flava Flav.
That's good.
Wasn't that her sobriety? That wasn't that how her? Yeah. All right. We're not going to go through all of them, but yeah, that was like a massive show where just nobody, that was what reality TV was when I was growing up. Nobody, like they took really people that were in a lot of pain and did not give them help on television week after week.
Yeah.
You watch their conditions degenerate. They would attack each other. They would destroy their lives. And there was a film crew to follow it. That was reality television. Mm-hmm. Before the genre that we have now, which was like rich bitch TV, which was like, we find wealthy people that have more money than you and they shove it down your throat in a very like grotesque way. And you just have to sit there and take it. Not only will you take it, but you'll like it. You'll like it when these cunts go, I buy a house for each one of my kids. Isn't that what everybody does? Go to the original Real Housewives of Orange County, which, by the way, the season one is still the best cultural depiction of the mortgage crisis because everybody on the show is mentally retarded and they all own like five houses. And you go, how did this happen? I mean, literally one guy has like a brain neurological injury, this baseball player from Orange County, and he's just like, he's like boozed, like dribbling out of his mouth. Mm. And the wife's a big realtor, and she's a big fatty boom batty. And if you can go to season one of The Real Housewives of Orange County, the opening sequence.
Okay.
And the opening sequence is going to show you, the all these women have these taglines. And this was like when reality TV shifted from like, we'll put everyone in a house, we'll get them drunk, let's get them fucked up and see what happens. And then reality TV kind of shifted and became like, hey, there's people out there that are doing a hell of a lot better than you. That's what reality TV became, which is kind of still what it is, except now it's weird. Now it's like everyone's singing. There's like nine shows about karaoke. It's like The Masked Singer. And then there's a new show called Don't Forget the Lyrics. And there's another show about whether the singer's bad or good.
Or lip syncing or not.
Or are you lip sync battle and who's... Everybody now, people are so stupid in this country. They can only handle that because they've been so traumatized by the genres of reality TV that came before them. Like, watch this person die of a heroin overdose in slow-mo and watch this rich family parade their wealth around. Now all people can handle is staring at a TV and watching like a celebrity sing like the song from Titanic poorly. Like to get, and they're like, wait a minute. Are you going to forget the lyrics? And they're like, near, far, wherever you are, I am. And the people at home are like, she's going to forget the lyrics. She doesn't know it. I could see my drunk aunt sitting there being like, she doesn't know it. She doesn't. So that's all we can handle right now is watching people sing. I've always hated karaoke. I despised it. I hate when drunk people get up in Long Island bars and they're like, you know, they're like fucking like, and they get into it. There's nothing worse than somebody into it at karaoke. You know, and I will always love you. And people are just like at the bar, like, what the fuck is wrong? And that's all reality TV. So Ken Jeong hosts I Can See Your Voice, a new guessing game on Fox. God. Where... literally, they bring people. We don't even know. Me and Ben tried to watch this show, and we didn't even know. We couldn't follow it, and we're reasonably intelligent. What it is,
let's try to explain. Can we explain? Okay. Fake it till you make it. That's basically the concept of the new competition series, quote, I Can See Your Voice. Contestants and celebrities have to figure out who's actually a good singer without hearing their real voice. What are we doing? Think about that again. Contestants have to figure out who's a good singer without hearing their real voice. So they come out, they lip sync to something, and you have to decide if they're lip syncing to their own voice that's good or someone else's voice, and their voice is horrible.
But you pick two people.
And you pick two, and they kind of go at each other, and you go like, which one has the real good voice? Mm. And this is all intellectually that people can handle right now. Like, all they can handle is watching people sing. Like, it's like a talent show. We've gone back to the basics here, where it's a big fucked up talent show. Mm-hmm. Some people are talented and some people aren't. And by the way, it doesn't really matter. None of these people get deals. Bad voice, good voice, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do they get, $10,000?
It says 100 grand.
100 grand after taxes, everything like that. I mean, it's like, this isn't, you know, it's not like American Idol, now you're going to Hollywood. This is like, I would stand up as an audience member and go, does it really matter whose voice is good or bad? They're not, they're both 40. They're not going to be Christina Aguilera. Who cares whose voice is good or bad? It's the crazy thing, but what, this is fun. Watch the Real Housewife. Okay, so it starts where it goes, 7 million families live in gated communities. So now remember, this debuts when? In 2005? This is like the height of fake business all over America. This debuts, people are like up, they're in debt to their eyeballs. They're all in sham mortgages. They're all living way beyond their means, and it's all about to collapse. It's on the brink of collapsing, and then this is what they put out. And here, play this.
I don't want to get old.
He's pretty much keeping me.
Are the police involved?
It's just money and you can't take it with you.
85% of the women around here have had breast implants.
Yeah, so it's like, it's just money. You can't take it with you. And it's just these shots of like women getting their tits done and getting diamond necklaces. And they're like 7 million people live in gated communities. And that's really like, that's the genre of reality TV that we had for a while.
I miss it.
We still have that.
No, it's bad. It culminated in like Selling Sunset, which is kind of a brilliant show because Adam DeVello, the guy who did it, is a genius. He like did
The Hills,
and he makes these shows like the scene in Selling Sunset, which we can't play. Where
I wish we could. Yeah.
Where Adnan, the real estate developer, is like, and they're these cold like Nordic types, and they're telling this hopeless zero Davina who can't sell anything. Then the woman looks at her and goes, please make a deal. And just the way it's brilliantly shot, you see like the cat sleeping, the dogs are sleeping. But yeah, that's really where reality TV is now. It's like people are just singing.
It's very infantile now.
It's very infantile.
We can't take anything anymore.
It's very silly. It's like infantile. And it's like the aha moments aren't even real anymore and they don't matter. It isn't like the reveal doesn't matter.
There used to be, I used to watch old Real World and it's like people just beating the living shit out of each other. The cops aren't called. Yeah, it just moves on.
Real World Hawaii with Ruthie. She's like vomiting. Yeah.
It was insane.
No, Portland. Now it's like these reveals don't mean anything. They're like, oh, she wasn't a good singer. We got tricked. I'm like, well, if you think that's bad, don't look into 9/11. Because you're going to have a real, how about we do the masked defense secretary and we find out where the tape is of the plane hitting the Pentagon? How about we do that on Fox? Next on Fox, the masked CIA agent. Who's telling the truth and who's not? We have two government whistleblowers and they both come out with something they're blowing a whistle on and you have to decide what's true and what's not. You know, like one comes out and goes, the government participates in human trafficking rings to compromise politicians. And everyone goes, man, I don't know. And then the next person comes out and they're like, the government murdered John F. Kennedy in a coup. And you're like, God, which masked government whistleblower is correct here? Is it both? And then the reveal is it's both. And everyone's like, fuck.
Hosted by Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris, just to make it peppy. just peppy and fun. But that's like what, that's what we can handle now, is just watching people. This is a beautiful story. We kind of want to wrap things up on this. There was a manhunt. This is a tale as old as time. A corrections officer falls in love with an inmate. Mm. They escape together. This is one of the only American real love stories we have left. You know, there's a few love stories we have left in this country. You know what I mean? We have a country of morbidly obese fentanyl addicts and child Nazis. That's our country. Like prepubescent Nazis, morbidly obese fentanyl addicts, and so in our country, when you think of the configurations in which people find and love each other, you have the teacher-student, you have the powerful business guy, perhaps underage prostitute. Mm. You have maybe two closeted Nazis that are fucking, mm, whatever. But what really encapsulates it, because we so many people in America are in jail, in prison. So many, and there should be more. No, so many people are in prison and are incarcerated for all manner of different things, for nonviolent drug offenses, for very violent offenses. And they're in prison. And then we have corrections officers who are essentially criminals. Corrections officers and criminals, there's very little difference between. No, this is true. There's very little difference between corrections officers and criminals. Most people that get into corrections are criminals, or would have been criminals, or are criminals. They run like teen fight clubs in the jails. They sneak in drugs and stuff. They're
like prostitutes too. They fuck them.
Yeah, they fuck them and everything. And I have no issue with all that. But whatever, it gets you through the day. It makes everybody happy. I believe in communities. I believe in communities. I love that. So this is a great story about a female corrections officer, right? Mm-hmm. Who fell in love with a guy who's they're trying to get him for murder.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to pin him. Another innocent John.
Witch hunt.
Is this the woman that spent, like, she like sold her home and mm-hmm, used the money to bail him?
This will sum it up real quick. It's great.
She shot herself, right?
Story about a jailhouse romance that ended in death. A veteran corrections officer apparently fell in love with an inmate and helped him escape with her so that the two of them could run off together. It happened at the Lauderdale County Jail in Alabama. Authorities say the 38-year-old inmate, Casey White, who was awaiting trial on murder, struck up a relationship with 56-year-old Vicky White, no relation. She was the assistant director of corrections at the jail where he was incarcerated. Her coworkers described her as an exemplary employee, but authorities say she planned how to get Casey out.
But here,
for
by
a
the
while.
Way, let's make a point. That is an exemplary employee if you're a corrections officer.
Yeah.
Breaking them out of jail and fucking them. that is an exemplary employee. Because here's the deal. You're around them all the time. You're going to fall in love with them.
Yeah, it's true.
You're going to fall in love with these people. Look at this guy. You're telling me you're not going to fall in love with this guy?
It's Neanderthal John Hamm.
The fact that this guy murdered somebody turns you on. It makes you hot. You go, this guy killed someone. And I lock his cage every night and I let him out. Mm-hmm. Man, what a fantasy. I lock his cage and then I let him out. It's hot. And she lives in Alabama and she looks like she's like an albino fucking, you know, I don't know, mole rat. We all have to pretend like Alabama, because all these political people now have to pretend that like New York and LA suck because they listen, we all know taxes are high and like liberals can be crazy. Like everybody has to pretend like that's what America's about. It's like Alabama. Everybody has to pretend that. They're like, I won't live in Missouri. Missouri. It's like, guys, you realize Bill Maher had a great joke years ago. He said, if it wasn't New York and LA, the country would have been sold to China years ago. Like there is no, but everybody has to pretend like politically. I've never been to a place and went, you know what I love here? The political outlook. I've never looked at an ocean and went, I love the taxes here. Just allow yourself to have another experience on the planet, you fucking monkeys. But people can't do it, right? They can't. So everything's political. I don't say Austin's a shithole because it's a blue city and a red state or a purple city. I say it's a shithole because it's a shithole. It's a shithole. It's hot. It's muggy. There's bugs. The food's gross. The rivers are shit. They're brown. They look like literal shit. They're disgusting. The people are disgusting. They're unaccomplished. They're idiots. That's why I say it's shit. It's nothing to do with the politics. I don't know what the laws are. I don't care. Dump. I go to Santa Barbara. I go, it's pretty. But yeah, there's homeless and the laws are nuts. And the people that run it are fucking psychopaths. It doesn't mean it ain't a better place to live, all things being equal. Mm-hmm. Like if we, let's say you gave Texas and Florida a state tax and a hefty one. You know, how many people really love it? How many people are down there with fucking cowboy hats and boots like, yeah. If you love it, like, let's see if you would pay for it. You wouldn't pay for it.
Right.
No.
There's nothing to pay for. I mean, listen, with all due respect, I like Dallas. I like some places, great audiences. But you go around Austin, you go, yeah, I wouldn't pay a state tax to live here. Why would I? Why would anyone? Mm-hmm. Why would anyone pay a state tax so they could take the boat out on the shit river? It's gross. And I'm sorry, Palm Beach isn't. Palm Beach doesn't have a state tax either.
Right.
Malibu is kind of a dump. But it's better than Austin. Mm-hmm. The Hamptons, better than Austin. Mm-hmm. Lake Lanier in Georgia, better than Austin. Charleston, South Carolina, better. You know, I don't know. I don't know if Charleston's a Democratic city or a Republican city. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean anything to me. But people right now are so invested in politics because it gives their meaningless lives some type of like shape that they can understand. Mm-hmm. Like you're good, you're bad. Because they have nothing going on in their fucking lives. And I understand that there's real concerns and now they're trying to get rid of Roe v. Wade and shit like that. I'm not saying it's completely unimportant, but to make it this entire thing where you have to lie to yourself and start saying that like Lake Austin's nice. Can you get up Lake Austin? And we'll get back to these two retards. But get up a photo of Lake Austin. Get up a photo of Lake Austin and hit image. Go to the right.
Right there.
There it is. It's a level from Donkey Kong. That is a level from Donkey Kong. It is slime. It's green slime from Donkey Kong. Now get up a picture of Malibu, California. And I don't like Gavin Newsom, but just get a picture of Malibu, California. Mm-hmm. It's better. Don't you get that it's better? That's nicer, and that ain't even that nice. Malibu ain't even that great. It's not even that good, but it's better than that swamp. Well, I can shoot my guns in the river. I can shoot my gun in the river. I shoot my gun in the river. Drink a poppy. Now... So whatever, but there's nothing in Malibu that looks like that. They just lie with some shit too.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
it's
that.
It's another
at all.
Fucking
yeah, that
place.
Doesn't look like
that's
Malibu.
Like Italy.
I think Malibu's like a dump, but the point is it's a nicer dump. Everything on Earth is a dump. We just went to the rainforest, it's fake. The Great Barrier Reef doesn't exist. We put cigarettes out on it. It's a dump. Everything's a dump. But my point is, don't get with the politics. It annoys me. When you have to start lying, you still have to start lying and be like, I love it. And these are people from the Northeast or from the West Coast, and they go down there and they're like, yippee, yee-haw! Yee-haw! All these tech demons, these autistic fucking blinking tech faggots, and they're like, yee-haw, daddy! It's fucking... grotesque. Whatever. We have fans there. It's a nice place. Let's finish up these two retards.
Okay.
She even sold her home and announced her retirement beforehand. Then on April 29th, authorities say Vicky picked up Casey from the jail for what she said was a mental health evaluation, which authorities later learned was never even scheduled. The two of them fled in her patrol car. Vicky had spent the night before in a motel near the jail. Authorities say she'd bought men's clothing from a department store beforehand so that Casey would have something to change into.
Nice.
After they left the jail, the two of them ditched her patrol car in a parking lot, where cops later found her jail keys, a radio, and handcuffs.
True love.
Then they went on the run for 11 days. On
Best
May 3rd,
days
somebody
of their life.
Phoned in a tip. the manager of a car wash in Evansville, Indiana, had spotted Casey on surveillance video.
Why are they washing a car?
Oh, good question.
How stupid are you? Why are you washing a car? They're like, we don't want people to think we're dirty. Why are you washing? Or is he, maybe he's hanging out there to rob people? Like, why are you? You're on the run.
Well, where are they running? Where's the destination?
Who knows? But why would you stop in a car wash?
Yeah, maybe they think they were getting tailed, so they pulled in or something. I don't know.
Well, let's finish it.
All right, here we go.
They called federal authorities.
U.S. Marshal Service called me.
That's right.
They sent me a text message called from Alabama.
This is said, this guy, when tech guys moved to Austin, Texas, that all went to Stanford. This is what they sound like after 3 months in Austin. Keep going.
Truck told. I said, I did. I said, that's a guy from Alabama. He said, yes, it is. So he said, I got U.S. Marshals coming to you even as I speak.
Cops located the pair pretty quickly and saw Vicky walking out of a motel with a wig on.
Vic.
Then they chased the pair down. The pursuit ended with the police crashing into their getaway car. They were able to pull Casey out of the wreckage, but they say Vicky was critically hurt. Ooh. She had shot herself in the head. She later died at the hospital. As for Casey, soon he'll be on his way back to Alabama. He was already serving a 75-year sentence for attempted murder.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last streaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night gave proof, I don't even know if I'm doing this right, that our flag was still there. And the rock is red glare. Vicky's head bursting in there gave proof through the night. I mean, what a beautiful story. Victor shot herself in the head. She got a week of that good dick.
What a whirlwind for the convict. He's just being taken back to prison. Like, well, that was weird.
Well, no,
it was a weird 11 days.
What a week.
She's just killed herself.
But here's the deal. It's true love. And when you know it, right, folks? I mean, when you know it. And when it hits you, you don't always choose.
Really
you don't
rough.
Always choose it. She found someone that loved her and saw her for her.
Mm. Yeah.
And he was a murderer. And she ended up being a murderer. She killed herself. Isn't that fun?
That qualifies.
But it's an American story. They should make that a film.
Yeah.
That should be a film.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like somebody that loves that deeply where they go, I'm just going to blow my brains out because I can't face the thought of everyone at the old job where I had authority being like, what the fuck are you? Because she turned on her family.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like LA where by doing that you're rewarded with houses and pools and tennis courts. They're in shit Canville. The only thing this woman has is those other mongoloids that she works with, and they all drink coffee together, and they beat the inmates, and they lock them up. And that's what she does, and she turned on them by taking one of these inmates out, escaping, putting the rest of the cops in danger. And wouldn't it be funny if they didn't even fuck? She's like, I'm waiting for marriage. He's like, we got to fuck soon. I'm telling you, they're going to get us. And she's like, no. We got our whole lives. Wouldn't it be funny if that was her attitude? She's like, we got our whole lives for this. He's like, I don't think so. He's like, please, let's just fuck. She's like, we got our whole life. She's on Zillow. She's like, what can we afford? He's like, listen, I think you're underestimating how deep a shit we're in. They're going to come get us, and I'm going back to jail. It says here I can get approved for $185,000. With a down payment, now you can't go on the loan, of course, but with a down payment, I can get something nice. We can get a double wide. Man, you know what's nice out here is Austin, Texas. Because Joe Rogan's, he's opening a comedy club down there in Austin, Texas, and Elon Musk's going to let us say hard R on Twitter. So let's go to Texas. And he's like, honey, I think we're going to get shot. Some guy made me at the fucking car wash. Well, That's where I wash my pussy.
You really shouldn't have done Kill Tony tonight.
Yeah.
We're in a lot of shit.
I thought you were funny. Your minute was good. Honey, you made me do that. I tend to think that really exposed us. Nah, you were good. But it's an American, it's a beautiful American love story. And there's not much like that anymore. And, you know, it's that intensity of love.
No, it'll be a miniseries soon.
It should be, right?
On Hulu. Someone will...
It's kind of like Thelma and Louise a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Bonnie and Clyde.
Especially it transcends age. She was 56. He was 38. So.
Yeah. But they're going to give it... It's going to be hot people. It needs to be gross.
It'll be Charlize Theron.
No, it needs to be gross people where the sex scenes make you go, ugh. But it should be like really gross. Like that's what movies need, like gross sex scenes again. Where like it's just real animalistic, disgusting... Like she has an open wound, you know, and it smells because it's moldy.
Jesus Christ.
And you could tell like he's flinching as he enters her. And she's like, and she makes this little sound like.
They did that in True Detective.
And she's got a light Parkinson's and she shakes as he does it. And she's like. That's what it should be. And then, like, the last scene in the movie, he's like, they're fucking getting us. He's like, I'll always love you. And he goes in for a kiss. And before he gets to her, she goes like this. She goes. You know? And then they're, like, dedicated to the legacy of the Civil Rights March. Whatever. Like, something that has nothing to do. Something that has nothing to do with anything. You know?
produced by Colin Kaepernick. Yeah.
Produced by the Obamas.
Yeah.
No dates, no merch, nothing to see here. Go away. Kill yourselves. Like Vicky White. This is the story of Vicky White. YouTube, Devin Costa. You can follow these guys on Twitter, Ida Tavakoli. What's your Twitter handle?
At Ida Tavakoli.
At Ida Tavakoli. Devin Costa, subscribe to his YouTube channel. He makes really, really funny videos. We should make videos again, but we just aren't going to. you know, we're just not. I'm just not going to dress up like a hand sanitizer or anything anymore. I used to. I just can't do it. I used to, but I can't. I'm 37 or I'm 36. I don't know what I am. But the point is I'm too old. I'm really too old to be like running around dressed up like a crab. You know, like what a crab say. What a crab do. I'm a crab that's not woke anymore. Whatever. Like I can't, I'm too old. Like I'm like old. That's what I used to do. I used to do like funny videos and cosplay. I used to put on wigs and dress like women and fucking, I dress like a Corona bowl. I'd have people make foam costumes, Epstein Temple. And they were really fun. But
they
were great.
They were phenomenal.
Yeah, they were fun, but you grow out. It's like you
level up. Just make a bigger thing.
We did. We did. And we will. It's just bigger things cost money. You got to have good ideas. So if you're going to put the money behind it, you got to have an idea. So like, you know, we used to lampoon a lot of like crazy stuff and woke culture stuff and even right-wing culture. We would just lampoon the insanity of everything going on. And we, you know, there are ways that we still think about doing that, but it just gets, I don't know, it gets more and more difficult. And I think the main focus is building out the show. I think we eventually want like musical guests. So it's like a real late night show. Like, who would be our first musical guest, do you think, Ben? Like, to be really, that we could get? Like, who could we actually get?
The guy from that really big band, the Lumineers, is a big fan.
Okay, well.
Lil Xan.
I don't know anything about the Lumineers. I'm sure they're great. They're a huge band, but I don't think we can get them is my point.
What about Future?
Oh, yeah,
Future. I don't know if we can get him. He's huge. These people are too big. I mean, it's one thing to be a fan or maybe like something that I do. It's another thing to commit to showing up and doing it.
Maude Latour.
Yeah, yes, Maude Latour, perhaps.
Maude Latour. She'd love to do
this. One more weekend in the city. She's a musician that we saw her name on a marquee in L.A. We just started following her. And we're following her musical career.
ladies and gentlemen.
And she's got a really good song. Can we play her song?
Yeah.
No, no.
Why?
Because we'll just lose. She'll get all the money from this episode.
Oh, fuck
from
the that. Get her off. Get her face out of here. Taking my fucking money. Done enough for her by mentioning her name. But she's got like a one catchy song. We don't know any other ones.
No, no, no. And the chorus is the good part.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she's not, you know, she's not Joni Mitchell. Thank God, huh?
Yeah,
pulling her music off Spotify. Maude Latour pulls her music off Spotify. Dude, what if musicians started doing it now? Like, did it all over? It would just be so funny if like big musicians on Spotify are like, I am taking a stand. I'm pulling my music off Spotify.
Mackenzie Phillips takes a stand.
Yeah, someone takes a stand.
Yeah, like Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande is like, I'm pulling my music off Spotify. And then she says it in Spanish.
Spanish?
Yeah, isn't she Spanish?
No.
I don't know what she is.
She's a Sicilian and like Italian.
Yeah.
She's white with a spray tan, but she is Italian too. Grace, I mean, she's beautiful, but
yeah, she's very attractive.
She looks
very
pretty bad without makeup, actually. In the
no,
pictures
she
I've
doesn't.
Seen.
She looks great.
I'm sure she's fine. Let's see a photo of her.
Okay.
She's very attractive.
She's beautiful.
You know, I don't know. It's you know, yeah.
Great
yeah.
spray tan. I mean,
go to the without
great.
Makeup, Ben.
This
it.
One here.
Devin is so.
Everyone is
like
such
a fake.
She looks good. I think
they're cheaters.
No, they're not.
Everyone's cheating.
I think she looks fine there.
She looks good.
I don't think she's a.
But I understand you. But
Devin
thinks if you should
wear bronzer, you're
they
cheating.
They should be made up, right? I mean, isn't that the point?
Sure. But yeah.
But we call them like this, you know. The
but you know what? It's not only just makeup. It's like a lot of people are doing fillers, injections, and plastic surgery. The fake asses, the new head, the woman from Million Dollar List got a new head. No, Tracy Tudor got a new head.
Oh my God.
And I think that's good. If I had money, I'd get a new head. If I had money like that. Tracy Tudor, go look. She got a new head. This woman's head's completely new. She had one head. She got a new head.
Yeah, because this was her, right?
Yeah, that was her. Now go to the
well,
other
I
one.
I really don't see the difference.
And then
difference.
Now this is, yeah. Oh, it's totally different.
She got a new head.
You this said this, and I like
she
I saw
She has a new head.
What is that different about it?
What do you mean, the head? Her head. It's like Khloe Kardashian got a new head.
Yeah. That
Khloe.
A new
head.
She got her nose done. That's, you know, I'm not saying
they're getting
that's
more
it,
than
but,
that. It's more than that.
Well,
it's
sure,
like chin shit. It's fucking.
Listen, if you're going to be on television.
You're a huge proponent of plastic surgery.
No, I mean, I've never gotten plastic surgery, but I think if, you know, you can afford it and it makes
I'm
you
I'm not
feel,
saying it's a bad thing.
It makes you feel bad. As long as it's not like, you know, as long as it's tasteful. And
what's bad plastic surgery?
Oh, I mean, God, there's
you can see it, huh?
Yeah,
a bad hack job.
Of course, yeah. I mean, and it, yeah, it's all over LA. It's everywhere.
Now,
everywhere.
You're also an expert in Brazilian butt lift, the BBL.
I'm not, but I've looked
Stop
into
denying
it.
What not, you know about.
Well, I know that I know two things. I know that there's two different kinds of BBLs, and one of them is invasive, and one of them is non-invasive.
Can you show the Ariel, the man with the BBL?
Oh yeah, what's his name?
Kardashian's
I'm a huge fan of Ariel.
Yeah, this
no,
guy.
It's great. Listen, I have no problem. I think everyone should be able to do kind of everything with pretty much what they want.
His ass looks better than any ass
this
I've guy's seen.
Great.
This guy, right
honestly,
here,
because most. Mostly it's women. Mostly it's women that get the new ass, but I kind of want an ass, and I might buy Ben an ass.
You should.
I'd fuck the shit out of this guy.
I might buy Ben an ass. Would your wife mind if I got you an ass?
It's for the show, right? I can get it taken out later.
No, it's invasive. It depends what kind you get.
So I can't get it like cut off later?
Cut off? You to amputate your
you
ass?
Deflate it, I think.
Jesus. No, you wouldn't want
to
get
your wife's going to have to understand that the show is the primary. And if you had a luscious ass, there'd be nothing wrong with that.
Ben, you deserve an ass.
The show just devolves into you deforming Ben throughout the years.
Yeah. I go like this. I'm like, I'm sick of dressing up in costumes, so I'm going to give Ben an ass. Now, you said there's two. There's the invasive one.
Yeah, there's an invasive one. I think the other one they just put fillers in.
Right.
Versus I don't know what an implant is.
Go
that
to
I don't know
a BBL problem, Ben.
Okay.
Or like BBL, like when things go real bad for the BBLs. Because occasionally, you know, one cheek is.
It explodes.
It explodes,
or
one's
something.
Higher than the other.
Okay. So
is that. I haven't seen that.
You can get scarring.
So this says influencer devastated by drooping bum and lumpy leg. So if you can see here.
It has one of the highest death rates of all surgeries, I think.
Especially because people don't always get it at a reputable place.
No, they go to like Mexico right. or whatever.
These are taking over cities. If you walk around cities.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're everywhere.
People love this.
Just walk around Glendale. It's like. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Is it harmful if your ass explodes?
I don't think so. I think it's as long as it's. No, I don't know. I imagine it's not great.
Like, are you. If a silicone implant explodes in your ass, you're probably at some type of health risk.
Well, I don't think it's silicone.
Oh.
I don't know. No. You know what it is?
It's fat.
They take it's lipo. So they take the fat out of all the other parts of your body, like full body lipo, and then they put that into your ass.
Does it need to be your fat?
I think if you want, I think so.
Because what I'm wondering is, why don't they just harvest fat people and get their fat and then use it
like a sperm bank?
Right. Yeah, because we have a huge problem in this country. We have obesity is an issue.
Yeah.
And we also have the fact that the BBLs are too expensive. And doesn't it get better if we started using, like, if you take a fat person, take all their fat and redistribute it to the ass of an inspiring Instagram model?
Yeah, fat redistribution.
A Brazilian butt lift involves three basic steps. Fat is removed from the hips, lower back, thighs, abdomen, and or areas with liposuction. The extracted fat is purified and prepared for transfer. What a job. I'm purifying the fat. The cosmetic surgeon injects fat into specific points on the buttocks to increase volume and improve shape. What did the Kardashians have done? They had the best. Tell us about their doctors, the best.
I don't know. I really don't know. I genuinely don't know what they've done. They all naturally seem to have some, like, they already have, like, asses.
Kim got too much done. It looks, like, really
but
bad.
But don't they have a special doctor?
Probably.
What do you mean probably? Don't you know who it is?
No. I mean, everybody, I think, speculates, but I don't know.
Are you afraid? Is she, like, afraid? Are you afraid of,
no,
like,
I don't know. I'm like,
it's all she talks about every day. And then
every single day she talks about it. It's very interesting.
Well, here's the thing. This is what they do. They promote certain doctors. Do they go to those doctors? I don't know, but they promote them on their Instagrams. So it's hard for me to say that they go
to
them.
Is this like because they kind of look like you? Do you have like some weird code where it's like you can't?
It's an omerta. You can't.
You can't talk about like ass issues?
No, listen, I would talk about it. Okay, so Simon Orion, and then there's Dr. Gavami. They both like-
Persians, your people.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Actually, Nicole Benham is his niece.
Oh, the girl from Clubhouse?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear the word Clubhouse again in my fucking life. It's just 15-year-old venture capitalist criminals.
Yeah, God. Yeah. Well, so it's over.
Man, was I wrong about that?
God, so wrong. But it was fun for like a minute. Wrong. It was fun for like a month.
A minute is right.
But yeah, I don't know. So I don't know if they've ever gone to those doctors for any sort of surgery, but I know that they
isn't interesting. Kim Kardashian is like this very fascinating person.
Yes.
She's like a businesswoman. She's incredibly smart, savvy, swift, shrewd. Like, she's able to kind of really position herself in this way that has made her one of the most famous people in the world. But you're also like, you know, in a different world or timeline or whatever you want to call it, she's like a rich wife that lives in like Glendale. Mm-hmm. You know?
What do you mean?
Meaning that like, it's such a interesting confluence of events that happened. And it's such an interesting thing that they were able to capitalize on those in the way that they did repeatedly over and over again. Up until the point they were all billionaires and all famous. I mean, the Hiltons tried this.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton tried this,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You had people like Lindsay Lohan, the other person... Lionel Richie's daughter.
Oh, yeah, Nicole Richie. Yeah.
I mean, we grew up with like these tabloid types of people, and there were even more people than that. No one
got to this point.
Come close. Mm-mm. To the massive empire these people have built.
It's remarkable. It's completely
is
remarkable.
Is it Chris? Is it the mom?
Yeah, I think she's ultimately the glue to all of it because I think she keeps everyone in check. Like she.
Why do you laugh when she said
she's
the yeah? She's the mom that releases her daughter's sex tape.
Oh, stop.
For fame. She's a great.
But
great,
let me. Can I play devil's
advocate?
Do you
know what I would give? You know what I'd give for my mom to release my sex tape? Do you know
me
how?
Me too.
I mean,
my mom keeps watching mine. Let me play devil's advocate on this because I've heard a lot of hubbub about this.
Love that word.
Your daughter has a sex tape with a guy. Let me. You have a daughter. Because you, Ida doesn't want to have kids. You have a daughter.
Okay. Okay.
She has a sex tape. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. With a well-known guy.
How old's my daughter?
How old was Kim?
20-something, 26, 25? I don't know.
Yeah, this 27? She's not 12.
No, she 20, was.
She's an adult. 27. You watched the sex tape. How old was she?
23.
Oh, okay.
In 2003.
You see this sex tape that your daughter has with this person, mm-hmm. and it's good. And you can say that objectively.
Oh, it's great.
It's really good. Like, you can say that objectively. You can go, you know, I don't love watching this. It doesn't make me happy to watch it, mm-hmm. but it is a good sex tape.
It's not. It's a bad sex
tape. Is it?
Yeah, it sucks. You don't barely see anything. We all jacked off to it back in the day in high school and stuff, and it was like bad.
But it was maybe good for the era. It was good for the time.
Sure. Yeah.
It was good for the time.
Yeah, yeah, it was like acoustic.
It was good for the Ben's daughter will have to do, so it'll have to be so high def.
It'll have to be so hardcore.
It'll have to be so different now for him to say it's worth releasing, right? Yeah. Like, he'll really have to see his daughter taking it. And it's just going to be, you know, really up close, like, yeah. you know, really, really good, right?
Yeah. She has to be raped by a villain.
You see that, and you see her way out. You see her way out of a humdrum housewife life, like you've had for the most of your life, Kris Jenner. I'm the plus one. I'm the friend of my friend. You know, and you go, well, there's a few ways you can go when you're a housewife, right? You could be the plus one forever. You could just go to the country club, or you could get decapitated by a psychopath like my friend Nicole Brown Simpson. The wife of a housewife, maybe not that glamorous in Brentwood, right? Mm. Kris Jenner goes, you got to remember, Kris Jenner watched her friend get decapitated. Not literally, but maybe, you know, who knows? This probably lights a fire under her ass a little bit and goes, women have to be more powerful,
yeah,
and not rely on men. Her husband dies, right? Ex-husband.
Yeah, they were divorced at that point, but yeah.
Right. She basically says to herself, women maybe need to be powerful. What is the way to kind of jumpstart my daughter's career? And I don't know if she did or did not release the tape, but she releases the tape, and she thinks to herself, you know, you wonder if Kris Jenner... Before she releases that grainy footage of Kim, she might say to herself, you know, one day we're all going to be billionaires. You know, like, does mm-hmm. a woman like that
sure.
have some kind of weird thought where she goes, mm-hmm. listen, I see the way the culture is going. I see the way things are happening. I see what's going on. I watched the O.J. Simpson trial, the beginning of reality TV. Mm-hmm. I watched the way tabloids have taken over. I watched the way that has seeped into every aspect of our culture. And I know that if my daughter is to have a shot, if my family is to have a shot, we need to jumpstart this light of fire. You release the tape, and how many years later? 20 years later?
Yeah, about 19, yeah.
They have an empire.
19 years later, they are the most famous people on earth. They have an empire. They are billionaires. They can do whatever they want. They can try to cure diseases if they want. I don't know that that's what they're doing, but they could if they want. Is it worth it if that comes out of it?
Well, here's what's great about them, though. Kim actually exonerated they've done more for people, I think, on a material
level. For prison reform.
There are so many people in our country who release footage of their children having sex on the dark web and get nothing out of it. Not a perfume line, not a fucking deal at E, not a fucking, right?
No, yeah, you're right. It's a great point, yeah. And they did it all. They did that, yeah, certainly. Cosmetics lines, everything you could imagine. They can walk into any Oval Office probably at this point, get a meeting.
How do they age? What do you think happens when they're older?
Like in the future, what's going to happen?
Yeah, because I've got a prediction, but I want to hear yours.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they'll age gracefully and probably get a facelift or two, but as expected. But yeah, probably.
What are you saying?
They'll look good.
I think they might go... some sort of political route.
Politics. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the worst idea.
I believe that. I believe they'll go politics.
You think so?
Yes.
No, I think they want to just go straight capitalist and just...
I think there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, well,
I think...
Who's going to go for politics? Rob?
No, of course not. I believe... I'm going to say this, and I'm not even kidding right now. I'm not kidding. I don't think Kim Kardashian would be the worst governor of California.
No, not at all.
I truly believe that.
Not at all.
I believe she'd be better than Gavin Newsom. I believe Kim Kardashian might be a better governor than Gavin Newsom.
She's pragmatic, and she understands what people want.
She understands that people need that bling.
Yeah, no, she understands. She's more connected to everybody.
People need that fucking appletini in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
People need to get their paper. They need to eat tuna tartare with wontons. Mm-hmm. They need to go out to do like a white party every now and then, a hookah bar. You know, the piglets need little treats. Piglets need little treats. And is she the worst governor of California? Is Kim Kardashian the worst governor of California?
No, I don't think so. The best? I mean, probably not.
I could see it. I mean, does it even matter who's...
it doesn't even matter.
Like, yeah, I think it does. Really? I think it does. And I'll tell you why. I think... Number one, here's what I think is interesting. Caitlyn is this totally unserious attempt. I think Kim's watching that and going, you know, I could do this for real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think that's maybe why the law, the new interest in law, you think is because of an eventual...
I think she's going, how much longer am I going to be a reality? She's a billionaire already. She's a billionaire many times mm-hmm. over. She will be.
Yeah.
Where is there to go?
Yeah, it's
where true. Is there to go?
How else do you expand your influence?
Where is there to go?
Other than
you
politics.
Have the money now, you kind of yeah. want the power. I think there's a very good chance that one day, and it's Kim. I think it's Kim.
Kim is it?
Kim is it?
Yeah. Or Chris?
No.
No.
No. Yeah.
Kim has a unique blend of pragmatism. You could already see she's like, you know, women need to go out and work. And then people are like, it's insensitive. But a lot of people going, you know what? I like hearing that.
Yeah.
I like hearing that mm-hmm. when she gets out there and revs him up.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Let me tell you right now, man, I've become a massive fan of her once she started telling these fat slobs in this country to go to work.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
They don't give handouts. Ida had the show on one time, and they have like a homeless friend. There's like a homeless guy that the whole family like hung out with 10 years ago. So they had him back at the house, and they didn't give him anything. They just were like,
no, they did. They gave him an apartment.
Oh, really?
Find that now.
For like a month or something?
Find that now, Ben. Ben, find it now!
They were just like watching him eat ketchup and be like, oh, you love ketchup, don't you?
His name is Shorty.
Shorty.
Okay, I can't play clips, but we can read this here.
Khloe Kardashian showed her charitable side on the latest episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians as she reconnected with her homeless friend. The reality is, I mean, by the way, I mean, just...
He was from season one.
Give it to me in the veins. Put it in my veins right now. I can't... They have met the moment. They are meeting the moment.
They are the moment.
They are the moment. The reality star 36 first met Shoddy in the first season of the show. Now that the program is coming to an end, she instilled some nostalgia in viewers by reaching out and recruiting her family to help secure him an apartment. So she met Shorty in the mm-hmm. first season of the show. How long has the show gone on?
Oh, let's see. 13 years after first meeting in season one, so...
So Shorty, yeah. Was he homeless in season one?
Yeah, I think so. So Shorty, I think it was season one.
So Shorty's had a rough 13. And now they've decided they have enough money because they don't want to start helping because you got, right. You know, it's like the airplane. You put the mask on yourself before you help another. Mm. So they've decided now at like, I don't know, their combined net worth of $8 billion, they can buy Shorty an apartment. After Khloe discovered from word of mouth that Shorty was working at Flip's Coin Laundry in Los Angeles, she went in search of her friend, yet the attempt was fruitless before producers helped her track him down in scenes shot last year. Are we to believe that Khloe went to the Flip's Coin Laundry before she contacted the producers? In episode 7 of series 1, entitled Helping Hand, Khloe welcomed Shorty into their home after she found him outside of their dash door in 2007.
the sisters then got Shorty cleaned up, bought him new clothes, fixed his teeth, gave him a haircut before they lost touch. They did all they cleaned they him did. Up, gave they, him a makeover,
yeah.
and then put him back out on the street, which they have to. What are they going to do?
Sweet.
What is Shorty going to be, one of the Kardashians? This is Shorty Kardashian. The family has not seen Shorty for 13 years. It's been a bit. And Khloé had constantly been tweeted by viewers asking what happened to him, whether he was alive. Can you imagine that? She's sitting in like a bubble bath. She's like answering. She's on like a call with like some marketing company, you know, trying to figure out how to make like a, you know, some type of tampon that they're going to sling to people. And like somebody tweets her, hey, remember Shorty? Is he alive? Fans even tagged Khloé in pictures of Shorty when they saw him on the street. And said she wanted to see if he was doing well.
I like the idea that he becomes a member of the family. They give him a fake ass. They make him all hot.
I like the idea. Oh, look at him. Look at Shorty.
There he is.
I like the idea of them taking a photo, tagging him, going, hey, remember Shorty? Like they're billionaires. They go, remember Shorty? But what are they supposed to give a fuck? Are they supposed to care about this guy? He was outside their store. What movie landscape world do people live in? What do you think he's going to do with the apartment? I'm not saying they shouldn't give it to him. What do you think Shorty's going to do with the apartment after 13 years on the street?
I mean,
you know, he'll do heroin safely.
Yeah. With a roof over his head.
The pair drove around getting more tips about Shorty and giving Khloé's number to a guy who claimed to know him. Soon, Shorty was FaceTiming Khloé at her home and being invited for lunch the next day. It would be great if he like came over and he's like, there's pedophiles underground. Have you heard about QAnon? He's like...
he's probably a fed.
When he showed up, Shorty told Khloé, Kim, and Courtney that he'd been working at Flips, but it had closed due to COVID. So now go down. Go up there. That's a rough look. He looks worse cleaned up.
Yeah, kind of.
Sisters then got Shorty cleaned up, brought him new clothes, fixed his teeth, gave him a haircut. Okay.
That's him now.
Yeah, Shorty. Oh, Shorty. He was searching for a job at an apartment, he added. Chris FaceTimed Shorty and put Kylie Jenner on camera, reminding him she was a little girl when they first met. Little, that's no little girl, Shorty observed. You know he observed it.
He groped her.
That's no little girl. The things I do to her. The Kardashians later secured a rent-controlled apartment for Shorty, hoping to help him become more independent. God does wonder, Shorty said, thankful that he'd ever met the family.
That's it.
We just take their word for it?
What?
Did they got him an apartment?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
It's not that official saving.
Yeah.
At least fuck him or something.
Where's Shorty's spinoff?
It'll probably be on True TV.
Have you seen any of their new show on Hulu?
I've seen one episode, yeah. The first episode.
What do you think about it?
It's good. It's elevated. Elevated version, I think, of the E
and
show.
Why would you say it's elevated? Explain to us what that means.
Because they're billionaires and it shows.
Okay.
It shows in the production value. They're just the most powerful force, I think, in this city and certainly in the country. And that's really...
Dude, Ida's so completely out of her mind.
I can't because she used
goes
to think...
She says things like that at dinner. She goes, they're the most powerful force in the world.
I've never meant anything more. I really have. I mean, I'm not...
What fascinates you so much? Let me just have this cigarette. I'm quitting smoking because I bought a new car.
This is a great way to start.
No, because everyone doubts me, but they're lying.
You got a Jeep Wrangler.
I bought a Jeep Wrangler.
What fascinates me about them? I don't know.
We're not going to say the car I bought, but it's so funny that you knew I didn't buy a Jeep Wrangler.
It's a Jeep Wrangler.
You knew it wasn't a Jeep Wrangler. I'm not going
to
say what it is, but
I've
you
been
knew
trying
it
to
was.
Help. Yeah, it's... I know, I knew.
I thought
like
for a second
I wouldn't.
Maybe he was-
Yeah.
Tell the truth. I don't know.
Can't fool me. No, I knew. I knew. Did
you know I was going to get it when we went to look at it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't know.
Yeah, I did.
How?
I remember you when you used to live in Agora Hills, I remember you calling that specific dealership that will not be named
right.
in Agora. So I knew you had an interest about it. But you had a thing about you. We hadn't slept in a long time. I knew there was no way you weren't walking out of there without the car. It wasn't like you were just bored.
I haven't slept in 48 hours because of Australia. I'm still fucked. Luis Gomez is staying at my house.
Yeah.
So let's get back to what did I ask her before we left?
What she thought about.
Do you even pay attention to the show? Are you just watching like golf matches in your own head? Do you even pay attention to what we're doing here? I mean, it's an honest question.
So what Ida said is she said they're the most powerful force in the country, and you kind of wanted her to extrapolate that. And then you went on to the car thing.
What is it about? Yeah, it's my fault. It's the way he lays it on me. And then you went on.
Well, I didn't know which thing you wanted to go back to because she didn't really answer that question.
What is it about them particularly that really fascinates you to no end?
I think they've really intelligently utilized every tool that's been given to them in a way that
absolutely
that perhaps others wouldn't and haven't.
But also they look like you. You have a very similar look to them.
I mean, that's a great compliment to me. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's true. If they were five Irish women with red hair and freckles with the same kind of power, would you care?
I would scoff at them.
Yeah, you would.
I would scoff at them. No, yeah, certainly there's a try. But here's the thing. Before, I was not a big fan because I thought they were misrepresented.
Pull up Gina Reinhardt. Pull up the woman that I'm obsessed with from Australia. Okay. She could buy and sell the Kardashians. Pull up Big Gina.
Buy and sell.
Pull up my girl. Pull up Big Jean.
Oh, boy. Who is she?
She's the richest
she's
woman
the
world.
Yeah.
She fucks with iron ore.
What did her dad do?
Mining. Lang Hancock. They discovered the mines in Australia. She's a gangster.
Boy, could she use the Kardashians.
They could use her. They haven't gotten their hands on some mines. That's the next things they should start doing is mining.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they probably will.
20 years from now, like 10 years from now, they have a special. They're like, remember Bloop Bloop, the miner that Chloe met in the first season of the Kardashian mines? Well, he's since lost his arm and foot, but people were tagging photos of him dragging himself in the dirt village where he lived, and Chloe went and bought him water. They got reunited. That's the next thing they should get into is the just total domination of natural resources.
Well, they'll probably go into renewable energy. That's their audience and their forward thinking.
What do you mean that's their
audience?
Their audience is people that are into renewable energy.
Environmentalists are watching the Kardashians?
Yeah, that's their audience, Tim.
Perhaps
people
not.
That care about green energy.
Well, their audience is so expansive. It's so big.
Is it?
It is.
Yeah, it sure
Look
is.
At their Instagram following alone. It's unbelievable.
Is it bigger than mine?
I mean, do you have 278 million followers on Instagram?
I don't know. I think I have followers that aren't
following. You might have better engagement.
No, I don't. I don't want the engagement. Leave me alone. But I'll tell you right now, it's just their uniquely American, fascinating group of people. And some of my fans probably hate this because they're like, you should be
saying
how bad
they are. But I used to think that way.
You should be shitting on them because that's your job, to shit on them. Just shit on everybody. It's like, maybe not. Maybe I want to ride to the moon with them on a nuke. I don't want to hang out with people that care about stand-up comedy so goddamn much. Rich people don't care about stand-up comedy at all. Like real rich, when you meet real rich people.
No.
They just don't give a shit about any of it. They're like, yeah, let the clowns do whatever. Who gives a fuck about them? Them do whatever they want. But no, they interest me a lot. It's interesting. You think that her and Pete, it's going to last?
I have no opinion on that.
Okay.
I have no one.
I'm trying to get some. I feel like I've got her on the stand here. I feel like I've got you on the stand. You have no opinion. What do you mean you have no?
I don't know.
How do you have no opinion on that? You've studied them like a course in school.
It's been a recent discussion. Because here's the thing. I used to doubt them and make fun of them like everybody else until I realized like, oh, no. These people are like it's something hit where I like suddenly... The light switch went off. Where I was like,
is
oh,
she
no,
the
they've
person,
got it figured out.
We all have a person we want to have a lunch with.
She's up there.
Who else would even be close in your book?
Dead or alive? Or
alive, Ida.
I don't know.
I hate that version of the question.
I don't know.
Dead person? I'd rather have lunch with Queen Elizabeth. It's like, will you stop?
No, not Queen Elizabeth. Yeah, she's probably... On the spot, I can't even think of anybody. But yeah, she's
certainly
like
Donald Rumsfeld and Kim Kardashian.
Well, he's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
Donald Rumsfeld and Kim Kardashian.
What do you think a lunch with her would be like if she was really honest? See, here's the thing with these people.
Yeah.
They're always brand whatever, right? So like their brand, they're always conscious of how they come off. What do you think a real honest lunch with her would be like if you sat down with her and you were and she was honest with you about everything?
I don't think she...
Does she possess the ability to be?
Like she gets a little sauced?
Sure.
Like,
no, she doesn't drink, really.
She
no,
doesn't drink. But no. Like, do you think she'll just... Do you think she looks at you during that lunch and goes, I own the world?
I would hope. That's why I want the lunch.
I own the world, Ida. I own the world. Do you think she looks at you and goes, the people are nothing without me? Like, what do you think they, what is their family backdoor sessions like?
I mean, no, but the mystique is what is.
When I wrote a thing about them, I wrote that the Hiltons, get the thing. I'm going to find the thing that I wrote.
Yeah, I didn't know you wrote about them.
I wrote something kind of brilliant about it.
And see, it's their reputations evolved over time, so I wonder what how long ago this was that you wrote this.
I'm telling Lewis to come. What's the address here, Ben?
Well, I'm not going to say it on the show, but here, just let me text it.
Text him. I wrote a brilliant thing. I wrote something. I really have to go back to writing these long-form things because it's some of the best content that Facebook has ever seen. I did a lot of my best work on Facebook.
I agree. It was before I knew you, I would read those.
And I just wrote about soup and the Kardashians sometimes. And it was, you know, now I've become the Brooke and Connor show. Like, I've literally become it. It's not a joke anymore. Like Facebook is like older. And like, see if you could find Kardashians and Hiltons, please, 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 please. And we'll edit some of this out if it's dead air, but see if you can do it. Kim Kardashian. And I wrote about these two dynasties and how these two dynasties, because a lot of people were writing about the Bushes and the Clintons as dynasties. Maureen Dowd was writing about the Bushes and the Clintons as dynasties in the New York Times. She was obsessed with that kind of Shakespearean dynastic thing. Mm-hmm. And I started comparing the Hiltons and the Kardashians. And it was a longer form thing. Oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
This thing about Bruce Jenner? January 30th, 2015?
No, that's not it. Hold on.
Was it on Tumblr?
No, I didn't put it on Tumblr.
Yeah, there it is, right? Isn't that it?
Yeah, I think. Paris Hilton's younger brother, Conrad, not the power bottom Baron, was behaving like a lunatic on a flight and had to be restrained. The Hiltons are like a nightmare. There's a reason the Kardashians are the first family of this country. They have it all. They don't go nuts on planes. They get dewees like normal people. They have, one, a biracial couple. Two, a person in transition from a man to a woman. Three, models. Four, a world-class athlete. Five, a fat person, but never more than one at one time. Khloe, now Rob. Kris Jenner is the original momager. Momager, a bulldog who spins kids into gold. The Kardashians are the perfect new money empire. They're connected to the worlds of hip-hop, sports, reality, TV, and fashion. The Hiltons are fading wasps of yesteryear, living off a fortune earned years before they could snort it. The Hiltons are the worst kind of white. The Kardashians fit perfectly into the zeitgeist because they helped create it. I raise my glass to them, as you should. And I mean,
it's perfect. It's perfectly stated. It would have been a shame if I answered the question because that I couldn't have said that. And that's exactly.
Oh, you couldn't have?
I couldn't have.
Well, you know, I didn't know we were gonna do 40 minutes on the Kardashians, but
yeah, your fan base is gonna hate me for this. But.
No, they might hate me for it, but the reality is, I think we got another hour in us of it.
I mean, I could talk about them for
I think we got another 2 or 3 hours in us of this.
Yeah, they'll love that. That'll be great.
Let me tell you right now, one of the guests I'd love to see on JRE. Why does he not have Kim?
I was wondering why.
Kim, thanks for doing this, Mom. Fuck yeah, Mom. You're like fucking, it's weird because you're famous and you're very famous. Isn't fame weird, Mom? Because, you know, when you get famous, people like, I don't like being famous and my friends don't like it either. Like Elon Musk, they hate fame and it's weird. But it's like this, it's you can only, like when you're famous, like you're famous, you can only like relate to other famous people. It gets weird. You become like in this little cocoon of famous people. And that's why I moved to Austin, because I can be around simple people like Sandra Bullock and Matthew McConaughey. Because they're simple. They're farmers. They're farmers. And it's fucking weird. Are you vaccinated, Kim?
Brett Weinstein just leering at her like, TimDillonComedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we all love you and we appreciate you, and we appreciate the people that watch this show all the time. We really do. And I know that Joe Rogan revealed why he would have Kim Kardashian on his podcast.
Oh. Hmm.
Oh, okay.
2019. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad the door is open, but we do appreciate everybody who watches this show. And I would like to extend an invite to any of the Kardashians to come. We could get Rob.
Yeah.
We want Caitlyn, but Nelcat Caitlyn.
You don't want Caitlyn.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't want Caitlyn, boys.
No, you want Caitlyn, but, you know, if you could have Caitlyn or
Kim. I would rather Kim.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'd rather the one who wasn't exiled from the family. Is she on? Is Caitlyn on the new season?
I have no idea. I don't think so. I think they
should. We turn it into a Kardashians podcast and perhaps just talk about the Kardashians until we kill ourselves.
Are you looking? Yeah, I mean, it's it wouldn't be unprofitable.
I love Ben. An hour and 40 minutes in has decided to work.
She's not.
Caitlyn Jenner says it's unfortunate she's not involved in the Kardashians. It's unfortunate. It's sad. She'd love to go on Rogan. Caitlyn's like tried to get on 9 times.
Well, wait, why doesn't he ever?
I don't know.
Yeah, why doesn't he ever? That's
maybe he's just like, what are we going to do?
What?
Well, when she comes on, you got to treat her like a legitimate political candidate. Like, what are you going to do?
No, come on. She wouldn't. Look at herself that way, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, she tried to run for governor.
Yeah, and I mean, did she really try? Like, she knew that wasn't.
She left to do Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah. It's not exactly commitment, but.
It's not exactly what we need in this state. We need somebody a little stronger.
It's exactly.
Will she keep
need.
Running for governor, you think?
No.
It's over?
It was just a fun thing.
She'll probably run over the next governor.
She might hit the next governor. I think Kim's the hope.
Yeah.
Kim might be the hope.
It's really looking that way, yeah. I can't really think of anybody else.
As Ida said, they're the most powerful force in the world.
Yeah, they've bridged the gap between mainstream and like independent success, I think, in a unique way, where they're doing their own thing, but they're accepted by all mainstream institutions at the same time. So it's really limitless.
They're accepted by mainstream institutions?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
They are.
Like the Met?
Like the Met, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Hulu, Disney. They're with Disney now. They're with, yeah.
Is there a Kardashian Disney film one day? Perhaps. Where it's just like a bunch of princesses with big asses who like help a homeless guy? We met a guy named Shorty, and 13 years he struggled, and then we gave him our energy drink. We got to come up with a fucking cool energy drink.
Yeah.
That's what's really hurt this show. Logan Paul has one. Nell has a hard seltzer. I need to come up with a toxic, like, Brazilian coffee that gives people, like, botulism and kills them. What if we just started selling tap water called Tap? We need to really get involved with like a very shady food and beverage packaging company and just like start slinging shit.
And get the Kardashians involved. They'll sling
it. Fuck yeah.
They'll sling it.
Ida Tavakoli, Devin Costa, the always ungrateful and vastly, I mean, just useless in a way that's shocking, stunning, in a way that's surprising to me how out of it he is.
Free Ben.
How truly out of it he is. Free him. Free him. He can go back to the pet store he used to work at. That's real freedom. Dealing with comics that would come in and talk about fucking their cat. Good night.